Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're never going to get rid of stupidity.
Oh, really?
No matter how hard
we
try.
You don't
say. This is the kind of stupidity, though, that, like, this... I will hold this theory until proven otherwise.
Okay.
When anybody says violence doesn't solve anything...
Oh.
They don't understand history. Because it solves literally everything.
Knowing how close this stupidity is to me makes me want to be violent. So I hear you.
It's very, very, very dumb. And if you don't know what I'm talking about here, University of Utah women's basketball team, their coach in the post-game press conference said that her team was targeted by a series of racial hate crimes after arriving in Idaho for the NCAA tournament last week. And if you're wondering where, it's Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene... beautiful lakeside community resort town.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just...
Coeur d'Alene Resort is very nice.
Oh, my God.
You got the floating green on Lake Coeur d'Alene at the golf course. Got some really good golf courses around there, like Circling Raven. Yep. Really good golf course.
I mean, the area, for those who don't know, Coeur d'Alene, right on the other side of the border from Spokane. It's 25 minutes, maybe, total from downtown Spokane to
It's not a far drive at all.
It's very quickly. But... it is a, not just Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is a staunchly white state that has strong white supremacist ties.
Well, North Idaho in particular has quite the history with the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and, Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, not that Oregon doesn't have those ties either.
Absolutely.
Founded as a white haven, but Idaho takes it to another level.
No, it is, I mean, if you just look back, it doesn't take a lot of extensive Google search to just find out all you need to know about the white supremacy in North Idaho. It's got quite the history, and it is a lot of stupidity running around that area. And unfortunately, the NCAA women's tournament, Utah had to move their hotel because of it.
Yeah, this is the quote that came out. Racism is real and it happens and it's awful. For our players, whether they are white, black, green, whatever, no one knew how to handle it. And it was really upsetting. And for our players and staff to not feel safe in the NCAA tournament environment, it's messed up. So what ends up happening, as I just alluded to, is the team was moved from a hotel in Coeur d'Alene into Spokane. And the tournament is being held in Spokane. Even though it's on the other side of the border, still has its own issues. I was up there at Fairchild Air Force Base. I've seen the community around there. Not that it's not a great place, but it has its issues. The fact that they're going through this is disgusting and gross, and they should, the greater community of Idaho and Coeur d'Alene should be ashamed.
Yeah, then that has, the one thing that has been, like, the kind of the spin out of what happened with Utah's basketball team is the aggressiveness with which the people in Spokane and the Coeur d'Alene area have kind of attacked and said, this is not who we are or who we want to be. It is a small amount of very dumb people who are attacking women's basketball team because of the color of their skin. It's one of the most infuriating and mind-numbing things that we continually have to go through in this country.
Well, then let's
here we are.
Let's find them and embarrass them, please.
Yeah.
Please. There's got somebody caught this on camera. Please, sucks, somebody caught their license plate. Come on.
I mean, it is, it's the same area, though, where, like, the KKK moved into town, and in, but this was, like, 8-9 years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When the KKK moved in and left flyers on doorsteps, you guys remember this story? They left doorsteps saying, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't
be
stupid.
Yeah.
And that is, it's sad, it's unfortunate. And look, for Spokane in the hosting a regional there, mm-hmm. I mean, this was, it's a, one of the places where everybody says, like, hey, they need to have more sports events here because mm-hmm. they have a ton of hotel space up there. It is,
yeah, you've got
fans show out, especially for men's and women's sports as a whole. Like they go
because you have Gonzaga
to Spokane.
There.
Spokane,
you
well,
have
and Eastern or Eastern Washington and Washington State are all right
as I say,
there.
You have them all right there, and again, a major reason for all of the hotels is you have Fairchild Air Force Base.
Yeah.
So you have a community. And I'll tell you this: military members, men's, women's sports, college sports, it doesn't matter. We will go watch anything. We will go. Give us tickets. We will go support.
Let's go.
So you get some fun crowds.
That
you
sucks.
Get it's interesting. And it's what's really frustrating about this is because you do have a military installation there. You do have a very mixed population.
Yeah,
and they should be used to. And a lot of that stuff will not that the military doesn't have its own racist components. That's not I'm not saying that. But typically, when you have a military installation in a region, you have a base that's mixed, and it's not abnormal to see somebody who doesn't look like you if you're lily white Eastern Oregonian.
Way to go, Coeur d'Alene.
Or Eastern Oregonian, Eastern Washingtonian, or Idahoian.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Northern Idaho.
Did you see former Duck George Reister's tweet about this as
no.
well? Said that when he stayed in Coeur d'Alene back when he played Ducks football, I can't remember why they would have been there, probably for a game at Wazoo. And they
stayed in Moscow.
Okay, yes, and they stayed in Moscow.
Yeah.
And he said, this is a quote from George Reister's tweet, Coach Bellotti told the black players not to leave the hotel, that was not a safe place for them. And it is sad to me. I understand that, stupid people are going to be stupid. It's sad. 20, 25 years later, we're still having people just act like
idiots. What do they call it? Was it sundown towns?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in Idaho.
Ridiculous.
So.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, as disgusting as that is. So that's our worst day on the web is Coeur d'Alene, Eastern Washington, Northern Idaho. Get your ass together. It's gross. And this is on top of the...
Way to go, North Idaho.
And again, this is not just an American issue. You take a look at what's going on in Spain right now, where you had racist incidents in a soccer game, and now you're going to have a friendly between Brazil and Spain that was organized after one of Brazil's top players had racist epithets.
Dude, international soccer
is bad.
Full. There's a Netflix doc on it.
Go down to the Balkans. It gets nasty.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.